Hola, hello, ciao. You are listening to the Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub.
Hola, hello, ciao. This is Mimi Del Mare, actual woman of the sea, and today is day 4 of the Dogfish Days of Podcasting, and I forgot to mention that you can listen to all of my other landwalking friends who are participating in this challenge if you go to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. And I also wanted to send up a thank you to Friend of the Fish, Craig Stepp, for creating the whole project in the first place. Okay, now you can listen to the rest. A landwalker I know who goes by the name of Paul Mackerel, or sometimes Paul Mako, depending on how incisive he is feeling in any given moment, told a very distressing story about a merman who got stuck in a concrete box of oregano. And this was very alarming to me because it is a little known fact that mermaids are allergic to oregano. We are fine with ginger and curry, and we love lime and garlic, but oregano makes us itch. It's not pretty. We start shedding scales. We can't wear our shell bra. Don't even think about it. So the idea of being stuck in a concrete box of it is like the worst thing ever. I would rather be eaten by a kraken than have to deal with a concrete box of oregano. But then I listened to his story again when I was a little calmer and had swam off some of my distress. And I realized that he was talking about being caught in a concrete box of chlorinated water in Oregon. And that is very different. Still distressing because, you know, mermaids are claustrophobic. That's why we live in the open sea and only explore around the edges of the ocean, which you call the beach and the shore, because, you know, otherwise we're just too confined and we have all this nervous energy and it starts crackling out of our fingers and our hair and it makes the internet do weird things. And some people blame us for hurricanes, but that's not true. That is absolutely not true. We are not guilty. But anyway, if we were to be caught in such a horrific situation, not the oregano, there's no cure for that. But if we were caught in a concrete box of chlorinated water, first, we would get very dehydrated because we cannot process the chlorine. Also, we don't like the way it smells like the bathrooms on the beaches. They've been too cleaned a little too harshly. We like the smell of salt and sea and lovely flowers that live near the sea. So the chlorine actually kind of makes us high, but that's a whole nother thing. So we would get very agitated, and then we would develop something that we call flat fin, which is where we cannot move our tails and we cannot swim with our arms. We go into sort of a catatonic state. And we have to have a landwalker rescue us. Now, we don't like being in such a helpless position. It's not our nature. We're usually pretty independent spirits. But sometimes you have to have help, and it's important to know when to ask. So once we get the help, the landwalker who helps us out of the concrete box of chlorinated water has a lifelong boon where we will never tip their ship. However, there is a caveat. If the other person that got us caught in the concrete box of chlorinated water in the first place, then we will get even. Anyway, concrete boxes of anything, oregano or chlorinated water in Oregon, not good for mermaids. We tend to avoid them. We recommend you come visit us. There's a lovely tide pool I know, and the Mai Tais are awesome.
My name is Meme Del Mare, and this has been a Mermaid Minute. For show notes, contact information, and complete credits, visit bathtubmermaid.com. And remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.